You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Welcome to the episode of the Love in Reality podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to recap the madness that was episode 18 of Love Island USA. I am joined by my new co-host, reoccurring co-host, permanent co-host of the Love in Reality podcast, Ashley. How are you doing today?
Not well. I'm not doing well. Like, I don't understand.
Oh, folks, listen, we're not going to jump too far ahead, but it's hard not to jump too far ahead when the things have already begun to be spicy. This week's episode, we knew ahead of time, based off of what we had seen, that there would be 2 people going home tonight. And the thing about it is the stakes were never higher so far this season based on the simple fact that tomorrow is Casa. Period. The show begins tomorrow. You know what I mean? So everybody would have had that ample opportunity to get their, you know, get in the groove. Potentially, if they weren't finding their groove inside the villa, they could potentially go and find it inside Casa. So, but that being said, before we escalate too far, there is a few things that I want to talk about. And the first being the relationship between the conversation between Nick and Sierra.
Yeah, let's Nick, start there.
Look, I like Nick. I love Nick, actually. You know what I mean? And Nick has become my favorite. Every morning when he makes breakfast and he sees that TJ made her tea, he takes it and just tosses it to the wayside. It's a chef's kiss, everybody. It's a chef's kiss. But, Ashley, I need your thoughts on this Nick and Sierra conversation.
So I think Sierra is super mature on how she had that conversation with him. I too like Nick, but I also like Sierra. So I'm like caught in the middle with that. All I can say is I think Nick is there for a good time and Sierra was there and for a good time until they did the do. Now everything got serious.
Yes. Shout out to Wayne for the good comment there. Women, stop giving up the cookies in there. I mean, let's be real. We have seen not one, but 2 men give up, or 2 women, sorry, give it up in the villa only to be like on the verge of a uncertainty a few days later. You know what I mean? 25-second Nick is already, you know, I'm sorry, 30-second. Change it to 30 today. So it's 30. It's you know what I mean? You know, guys, you know, the guys have to, you know, flex the time a little bit more. You know what I mean? You always got to up the ante no matter what it is. But that being said, it's definitely interesting because you think about it. You can clock Nick for what it is. Early on with him and Bella, you almost saw that, right? Because the thing about it is you saw it because he wanted Bella-A to kind of give him the business. And she wasn't giving him the business. And the first person that gave him the business is the person that he's with now. Right. And I'm not just talking about just the you know, the sex part of it. It was the first person that was going to put it on him, you know? And then finally, when Bella-A put the business on him, he was like, oh shit, where was that from day one? If she was doing that from day one, he still probably would have his eye somewhere else, but that's beside the point. Yeah, it was definitely interesting. And then I have a question. This is going to be for everybody that is watching at home currently as we're live. This is everybody that's listening on podcast platforms, which we appreciate. We're available on all podcast platforms. Episodes are typically available the day after we go live on YouTube. We're going to give that little cheap plug out there. Give us a 5-star, leave us comments, reviews. We appreciate the support from South Africa, from Brazil, from Canada. It's not just the United States. This podcast is worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. But this is a question I have for Ashley. This is a question I have for our viewers. Is Ace playing Shelly to win the game?
Yes. Absolutely. It's officially the Ace show. That's all I have to say. It's the Ace show. And if he plays in Shelly's face, America's going to be done with him, because Shelly is literally America's sweetheart. Like, they love Shelly.
You're talking about this man right here. Mr. Producer.
I think someone brought it up maybe a couple episodes ago. I forgot who it was. Oh, Austin, your favorite. Austin said he's the ringleader.
Dwayne agrees. Chrissy agrees as well in the comments. And see, the thing about it. So this is how I feel, honestly. Great question. Great question. Back to the great question. The problem I see with this is I have an issue with Ace, and I have, because I felt like he's always played with Shelly's emotions. And I felt like he was, what's what I'm looking for? He was playing the Shelly situation. And then what was Iris that showed up, right? That he was down bad for Iris. Was it Iris that came in that he was down bad for initially? Right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he was down bad for Iris, but then Iris didn't show interest in him. So he almost locked into Shelly as an emergency situation.
Of course.
And then, damn, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, but then.
Because you gotta think about it. It was Ace and Yalissa. Yalissa left. Mm-hmm. Then it was Ace and Amaya. Again, he chose someone over Shelly. Then Iris came. Iris's head looked somewhere else, and he's like, all right, I might as well settle down with Shelly.
Now
they in love.
Dwayne makes a good point. First off, Chrissy said Ace, Shelly, Taylor all in alliance to win it. That, I mean, throw in Alondra there too. Ooh. But I think Alondra's got real feelings, and I'm starting to wonder, like, their connection's starting to be real. That's the next thing we're going to talk about in just a second is those two, because I want
to
talk about them.
I have a lot to say about that one.
Dwayne and said that, duh, right after he complained about Jeremiah with the new girl, I knew he was leaving. So this is my thing. Okay. This is where I consistently say that Jeremiah was also part of the problem in the relationship with Huda. He locks in fast. He locks in, closes everybody out, right? It wasn't just Huda. Huda, obviously, again, we're going to say this 1,000 times, did not talk to that man the right way, period, end of story. But it was just crazy to think. Some of these comments I'm not going to talk about quite yet, just based on we're not going to get to that point yet. But that being said, yeah.
Taylor and Alondra.
Yes.
Let's talk about them really quick.
Right.
Because I voted for, first of all, let's talk about who we voted for in the vote on, what was it, Friday?
Yes.
Okay, who did you vote for?
I'm trying to, who did I vote for? Oh, I voted for Nick and Shelly.
Okay, Nick and Shelly. Okay, perfect. I voted for Taylor and Alondra. I love Alondra. And with the guys, I don't have a guy that I'm like, oh, I love them. But if I had to choose someone, it would be Taylor.
Yeah.
But after seeing Alondra put that little cute, you know, little date situation together, I don't know. I feel like Taylor isn't giving too much to Alondra. Like, he needs to give a little more. And, like, I'm not trying to rush them, but I just feel like he's not, like, meshing well with her.
Yeah, because the thing about it is she is, you can see she's getting emotionally invested. She's starting to become emotionally invested. This has been a slow burn. My big problem is for Taylor, is that it's slow burn because I want to win. And I understand everybody talks about the purpose of being here is he wants to win. I get that, right? I'm you know, that you want to win, but it's also called Love Island. You're trying to find love, et cetera, right? You know what I mean? That's where it's like the, it's really the A show. We all know that, right? Taylor and Landry, he even like said it early on. He really didn't start caring until Jalen was in the picture. You know what I mean? Like he really start trying until Jalen was in the picture. And then when Jalen, and then he used his boys to get Jalen out of the show. You know what I mean? Exactly. Chrissy brought it up right here. Watch Taylor how she kisses Alondria. It's so fake. He's not giving her more because he has a girlfriend. Well, that's, you know, we're not 100% sure about that. It's possibly could be true. Yeah. But even so, I just don't think there is. I just don't think. I don't know. You know what I mean? To me, it's crazy to me. I also, I don't know, man. I just don't know. I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable any of these couples. Like, I think Taylor is going to act out in Casa. You know what I mean? Like, it's, but we'll dive into the Casa because I'm going to get everybody's opinion on who they feel like is really going to cross the lines. And I really feel like we're going to have some girls end up getting hurt after Casa. Ooh. I really do. All right.
Go ahead.
Let's see here. Obviously, we talked a little bit about Ace clocking Jeremiah again, but I do want to talk about two things. TJ likes to build Legos, but doesn't like Huda. now that's the question. You know, how do you feel about TJ? And that I'll ask everybody that question, Ashley, to you. How do you feel about TJ?
What part? Like just TJ in general or TJ?
TJ in general and TJ the way he's been moving.
I feel like he's just there.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a weird situation. I do like the fact that he sat down and told Huda, like, girl, this isn't gonna work. There's no connection here. Yeah. That was cool. He was being, you know, forward with her, and that's always amazing. But I just feel like he's on the show now. Casa is tomorrow. He's gonna act up.
Oh, yes, for sure. I agree with you, Dwayne.
Because who is he really locked in with?
Yeah. TJ seems very young-minded. I agree with you. And yeah, all the boys are going to act up there in Casa. They all follow each other. Sure. Yeah, I agree with that. And we'll touch on that in a minute. All right. Now we are 12 minutes into the podcast. We're going to have some more people wind in because as they watch it live, but we're going to talk about the vote. Okay. So first things first, let me just explain this to you. This was drawn out for way too long. This was like 15 minutes. It was like, in order to first girl safe is so-and-so. Dramatic music. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, actually, let me complain about something before we dive into that. I'm a big young, you know, I was born late 80s or mid 80s. I don't really know. But when I grew up, I was an Avril Lavigne fan. Complicated to banger of a song. What the fuck was that rendition that they played during the song? Well, I was singing it in my bed as I'm watching it. I'm enjoying the episode. They start singing the song, and I'm like, I'm singing it on my bed. Feel like I was singing it better than whoever was singing that song.
I too am an Avril fan, and I feel like they always end up doing something like that. I think it's a copyright situation.
Which is fine, but could you have found a good version? That was bad. It was bad.
All right. But yeah, they did draw it out.
Yeah, so long. So long. All right. So, obviously, Adrian from Rocky Balboa is not eligible for the vote this week, and neither was TJ the PJ. They weren't included in this week's votes, but we got the order. We're not going to – we could – yeah, that song was crazy. Exactly. Now, we could draw it out. The first person that was safe. Doom.
I felt like we were watching a pageant.
Drum roll, please.
I felt like we were watching Miss America.
20 more minutes. Commercial. 20 more minutes commercial. The first girl safe was, wait a minute, dumb. Pan everybody's face.
Exactly.
Alandria, oh no, yeah, the crowd goes wild.
Well, we knew Alandria would be first. Like, everyone loves Alandria.
You know what? Can I be honest with you? I believe they should have done this in the way of, this is the highest vote getter, and this was the lowest vote getter.
I believe that too. And also, I hate that they put in no particular order.
Exactly.
No, give me the order.
Give me the order.
Give me the order.
All right. So of the three girls, Alandria, Sierra, Shelly, let's talk about that for just a second. I think it actually goes Alandria, Shelly, Sierra. Or is it is that who you think the top three is? Is it, how do you think the order really was?
So I think it was Alandria, Shelly, Sierra.
All right. We'll pause right there. Yeah. I do think the boys should have to choose a girl and the girls should have to choose. I agree with that statement too, Jordan. I was really kind of expecting this. I like this comment real quick, and we're not going to talk about who's eliminated quite yet. But Jordan says the boys should have chose the girl and the girls should have chose the boy. I agree with that statement 100,000%. I think that would have been, it would have been spiciest. All right. So obviously we had our bottom three of the girls, right? We had Iris, Hannah, and Amaya. Before, we already know who's eliminated, right? However, yeah. Ashley, when you're staring at Hannah, Iris, Amaya, and everybody at home watching right now live, who did you think was going to go home of those three?
I thought Hannah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I thought Hannah. Because I was going to be flipping tables if Amaya went home. I'm just telling you right now.
I thought Amaya was gone. Quincy agrees with me there. Dwayne says Iris. All right. Mary H. says Amaya. Jordan says Amaya. Yeah, like, I thought it was going to be Amaya.
You guys thought Amaya was going to go home?
Only reason I thought she was going to go home was because of the whole Austin situation. And that to me was like, but I think it leaned heavily on the OG factor is what, you know what I mean? Like Iris and Hannah. And I do, you know what? I can see corresponding situations of why the two people were eliminated that were eliminated. But let me tie that back in after we talk about both eliminations, okay? So we had Hannah. So the conversation between the girls doesn't happen yet. We'll talk about the guys, not who was eliminated quite yet, right? So we'll talk about that in just a second. All right. The first guy, so Taylor, Nick, and Ace. How do you think those three rank?
So I think it was Taylor first. Mm-hmm. I definitely thought it would have been Ace next and then Nick. But when I was watching, you know, I was saying names like before they called it out. And I was like, Nick. And then she said Nick. And I was like, that makes sense. I feel like America likes Nick.
I think it's Nick. I think it's Nick, Ace, Taylor. I think that's the one.
Really?
I think Nick's number one. I 100% think Nick's number one. I think he's just I think he's a good looking dude. Eddie doesn't deserve to win. Oh, Moni is going off in these chats and I'm really enjoying it. Throw the season in the dumpster. Pepe can win at this point. All right. So obviously we have Jeremiah, Pepe, and Austin. Next question here for everybody. Taylor's number one. I like that, Dwayne. I could see that as well. So everybody in the question, Jeremiah, Pepe, Austin, who did you think was going to go home from these three, Ashley?
Pepe.
Yeah, I was for sure it was Pepe. My heart was saying, get rid of Austin.
My heart was saying, get rid of Austin. Like, Austin should have been gone yesterday.
Everybody, ago. Dwayne, Quincy, Moni, Jordan, Austin.
Wow. Everyone thought Austin?
Chrissy, Austin. That was who I wanted. You know what I mean? I don't really know who likes Austin. I mean, there probably is a lot of people that do, but that said, so when the girls get together, they have the conversation. The guys get together, they have the conversation. Now, when the girls are talking, they don't really unpack who it could have potentially be. There's like a lot of reading between the lines, right?
Also, Like,
you've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Look, thinking back on it, like, I can't tell you who was influencing this decision.
Of the girls?
Of the girls.
No, you can't. You couldn't figure it out either. No.
I can't be mad at anyone. Not that I am mad, because I wanted Hannah to go. But I don't know who the ringleader of the girls is.
I don't either. And it's... Is it Alondria? Maybe.
Do you think Alondria?
I know Sierra kind of has a dominant personality, though.
What about Huda?
This is friendship. No, I don't think Huda has that influence, though. I don't really feel like she had... Yeah, see?
Yeah, like, agrees. I'm unsure. I don't know if
Huda stirs out a vote.
You think so?
It's crazy. What I love about the season is, like, yeah, we all know who the ringleader of the guys is, for sure. But, like, I love how there's so many different answers in the chat right now. Huda, Alondria, Huda, Shelly, Huda. Oh, we got a couple more for Huda. I don't know. Because, look, we have the vote of... I just don't understand. Like, so it's weird to me because, like, Hannah has a connection with Pepe. But again, Hannah jumping from Charlie to Pepe so fast, I really feel like that played an influence on them kicking her out.
Or what do you think? What if Huda was the ringleader because she didn't like how Pepe kind of brushed her off? Like, just to be, you know.
Yeah, Hannah never made a connection with the girls, is what Naomi said. Well, hang on, I missed this. Sayeti said, guys, if it's hard, it's going to... Why is America going? Exactly. My thing is this. Like, I get our votes. You know what I mean? I'm okay with that. Huda was trying to... For Pepe, she probably influenced. I don't know. But see, the thing about it is, for me, though, it's the OGs. Right? The girls are standing pat on the OGs. You know what I mean? Like, they're standing pat for their girls.
Or maybe they're looking at it like, we don't want to get rid of Amaya because she deserves love. And Alondria knows that Austin is not having a...
But why Hannah over Iris, though, Ashley?
I don't know. I feel like... Honestly, I feel like the girls never really connected with Iris. But that's why I'm like, okay, why Hannah? But I don't know. I was happy she left, though.
Yeah, it's funny. So
she
text each
much.
Other before you text each other before the show, and you said Ugh. Hannah, and you said Hannah and Austin is who you want it gone. You know what I mean? So
Oh God, the crying. I can't deal with the crying. I swear. I think I'm all cried out because of Kaylor last season. Like the crying just another one. Another man she lost. Hannah lost another man.
She acted like somebody died again. Hey, look, she was talking about she was missing Charlie, but she wasn't missing Charlie when she was spitting on that thing. You know what I mean? All right. So then, of course, we have the men. Okay. All right. So we have the men. We're sitting there as Ace is talking. No, Taylor's talking. As Taylor's talking, Jeremiah knew. Jeremiah knew.
He did. You saw his face. He was like, wait.
He's like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Are they talking about me?
Talk about me. He literally said it multiple times as Jeremiah was talking. And the thing about it is I think this goes core. This kind of goes hand in hand in their votes, I think. If you look at it, as he said, it's nothing personal. Exactly. It felt fucking personal.
It was very personal. It was very personal. It's officially Ace's show. I'm convinced that I can't. That picture back there. I don't trust Ace.
Oh, I don't know what happened. Hang on. There we are.
I don't trust Ace.
So, yeah, Jeremiah definitely clocked it. You know what I mean? Exactly. The kiss was like, I thought the kiss was going to be like, oh, shit. Like, he's finally serious. He's finally relaxed and chilled. But it was like, that kiss is like, hey, man, he moves one from another and he locks in and he's serious, blah, 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 blah.
So do you think that they should have went somewhere out of sight to kiss?
Yes. To be honest with you, I really feel it was the kiss because you see Ace clock him. And I'm not – Ace was right in that moment. We criticized the ladies for locking in. You know, we criticized Huda for locking in so fast, but Jeremiah has done it not once but twice, but also felt like he locked in on Iris pretty fast. And then it was like he was kind of interested in Iris until Adriana walked in the door. You know what I mean? Exactly. You know what I mean? So – I don't know. Ace's world, and we're just living in it. You know what I mean? Naomi said, I'm voting off Ace. I'm sorry, Shelly. I'm not sorry to Shelly. Shelly needs a real person.
Let us know in the chat who you think should go home.
Right. Next.
I'm curious because I'm seeing a lot of Ace.
The biggest snake in there is Nick. Guys, that man is confused. He said Jeremiah was his friend, but damn creeping things are happening in there. Look, leave Nick alone. I don't think that the producers save Huda. I genuinely saw so many votes for Huda on threads. It's not even funny.
I knew she wasn't going anywhere, though. She has an army behind her.
I don't think he's locked in on Iris though. Yeah, nobody's locked in on Iris right now, I don't think. Let's see here. Well, he might be now. He might dive back into Iris now. Nick, Taylor, Ace, Austin. Yeah, Austin needs to go. I mean, that's my vote. Quincy, I agree. Nick always gets away with everything. Of course he does. It's Nick. Leave Nick alone. All right. Sorry. We're not going to bash Nick. All right. Look at that dream team walking out the door.
Stop. It was sad.
Leave the memories alone.
The fact that Jeremiah went home before Huda is.
Oh, it's the greatest thing ever. Sorry, guys.
Unreal.
Sorry, guys.
Unreal.
This is the greatest thing ever. You want to get a close up? Getting closer. He's so sad. At least I got a makeout session on the way out the door. Nick does not need to go, Dwayne. You take that back right now, Dwayne. Take that back.
He feels betrayed. Can we talk about Huda having her last conversation with Jeremiah?
Oh, so sweet, wasn't it? Huda will think America likes her.
Oh, of course. In her mind, she's like, see, I told you, America was trying to keep me safe.
Oh, shit. That's amazing. Oh, I cannot wait for movie night. Huda's going to be the menace after this. Self-awareness out the window. So desperate. God, these comments are serving. All right. So now we're gonna put everybody to task, including I'm putting Ashley to task. All right, we're gonna talk about these quote unquote couples, right? So we have Ciara and Nick, okay, Taylor, Alondria, Ace and Shelly, Austin and Amaya still. And is that it, right?
Yeah, because now Pepe is single.
Pepe single, Huda single.
Huda single, Adriana single.
Oh, Iris is single.
Iris is single.
Yeah, and TJ the PJ is single.
This is giving Casa is going to be boring.
Powderpuff Boys, I love it, Jordan. Golly, yes, please. The conversation between Jeremiah and Huda was cringe. Yeah, it kind of was. I agree. She was a little more mature about it. That clap when they kiss was a little bit too much, but I do like it. Amaya and Austin should have went home, to be honest. I'm not mad about that either. This house is going to have 500 people after they're coming back from Casa. It really will.
Exactly. Everybody's going to be bringing somebody back.
King Cash, I disagree with this comment. Ace and Shelly are the strongest couple. I don't think there is a strong couple. If I'm going to say there's one, it's Alondra and Taylor, but I don't think there's a strong couple at all. All right. So who do we think from, do we think any of the girls? All right. So we're going to say, obviously Huda's going to act a fool, right? With Casa. Okay. We're not going to count Huda because Huda's single. Iris is currently single now, right? So, but she likes TJ the PJ though, right? Her and TJ the PJ were making out, right? That was Iris, right? Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I think that, well, I don't think mm-hmm. TJ the PJ is going to be Casa.
Nah. He's going to do his own thing.
All right. But so of the guys, do any of them stay faithful, Ashley?
No. If anybody, maybe Taylor, because he's a slow burn and he's like goofy and maybe he won't like, but I'm going to be annoyed if Taylor brings a girl back and Alondra thinks that he's not going to bring a girl back. And doesn't, you know, try to talk to somebody else in Casa. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. I'm trying to see. The pictures haven't been released yet of the new crew, have they? Now I know
no,
that
they didn't show the new crew yet. They showed them at the end of the episode. The new, you're talking about the Casa people?
Yeah.
No, but the Casa people seem to be a good. Wow.
Yeah.
They already posted Jeremiah left the villa tonight. Help us say goodbye as he chats with Selly. Like already.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't think Taylor will stay loyal at Casa. No, Taylor's just looking for one, just a spin.
What if, plot twist, the guys get to Casa and Jeremiah sitting there with his arms folded on a beach chair?
Yeah, but they already showed the six guys though.
No. But it could be a plot twist because Ariana said yesterday on After Sun that it's going to be something we've never seen before. The ladies are leaving the villa to go to Casa this time, which normally it's the guys. And she said the way that they're leaving is going to be different as well.
Yeah.
So imagine he's sitting there. The guys would be pissed. Ace will be pissed.
Oh God, yeah.
Because Ace is thinking about that money.
The producers are bringing six new guys is because there's six single women, right? That's why.
Is that why?
It has to be.
Wait, who's single?
Alondra?
No,
there's six women in general.
Women. Okay,
sorry, six women. So that's right.
It's Alondra, yeah.
Sierra,
Shelly, Huda, Iris,
Adriana.
Adriana, yeah, six. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Amaya. That's seven.
Oh, Amaya. Yeah, you're right. So and seven. How many guys?
There's six guys, I think.
Austin, Taylor, Ace, Nick, Pepe, TJ.
Six, right?
So there's only six guys.
Yeah, there's one extra. There's definitely one extra girl than there is guy.
So what if...
The poll says 69%
people want. What if Jeremiah... What if Jeremiah is there to make it seven guys and seven
girls? I want Bella Dash A there.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a wrap for Bella. And I like her. And I know, honestly, guys, I'm going to tell you straight up. Ricky has been team Bella Dash from day one.
Look, leave me alone, all right?
Okay. I mean, she's cute. I do like her, but I think her time is up. And Charlie's definitely not coming back because I saw like he posted he just landed in LA.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw Charlie's done though. Plot twist from the snippet of the new Bombshell Ladies. I think the producer is bringing a girl for Taylor. Maya and Iris got equal votes to be dumped on the poll. That's hilarious.
Guys, I have breaking news.
What's that?
Just posted on Jeremiah's stories. He puts, well, whoever's running his page. I want to thank everyone who has supported Jeremiah during this incredible opportunity. I've loved seeing the funny memes, video edits, and passionate messages. Please continue to spread positivity his way so he comes back to good vibes. I'm extremely proud of how he navigated situations I know I wouldn't have been able to handle from both sides of the villa. He stayed true to himself, and his true colors are beautiful. Team Jeremiah forever. I don't think he's done. I think he might be back. Like, that might be the plot twist. Because America is shook right now.
Hang on 1 second. What is Love Island Games, by the way?
Okay, Love Island Games is pretty much Love Island, but they take people from different seasons.
So that's coming back this year?
They said Love Island Games is coming back?
Late 2025, Love Island Games coming back.
Oh, yeah, I would love that. This would be the third season of Love Island. Yes, I'm here for that. Love Island Games is fun. They bring everyone from USA, UK, put them in a house, and they do the challenges. They have connections. Last season was spicy.
All right, I like that. Holy cow. Yeah, so obviously, programming note for those of you watching right now, for this week, we are going to go live Tuesday night post second episode of Akasa. We want to get a vibe for the new, because, you know, episode one's really going to probably be the introduction of Casa, log drawn out, the for girls sure. start... You know, the girls and guys start, you know, mucking around a little bit, maybe a little bit of drama. But episode two is where we're going to start seeing them settle in and start to get their things together, right? So that's what we're going to see there. And then we'll be covering another episode we'll be dropping, but we'll be talking about the Ultimatum Queer Love Season 2. It is dropping Wednesday on Netflix, the first 6 episodes. You want to tune into that. What time will the live be? It'll be 9:15-ish. Obviously, they've been releasing the new episodes. We're trying to go live at just enough time for everybody to finish it because a lot of people are seeing it early, like us. We're nerds. We're fucking crazy mad people, and we're trying to refresh our Peacock until we see it. So we're gonna try to go live at 9:15 exactly. Hit the like button, thank you, Chrissy. And we will be going live at 9:15-ish. So we're excited about that. Will women get a choice on if they want to go to Casa? No, everybody has to go.
No, yeah, they have get to out. Go. And you guys will see if this is your first time watching Love Island, they always have them go into Casa in a funny way. So this should be interesting.
I really thought that they were going to announce it to the crew tonight as well. I just thought they would. I thought they would announce that, you know, they would.
I don't know. Too much drama.
But programming note, we will be live Tuesday night at 9:15, and then we'll be back next Sunday because obviously all of the culmination, we kind of calculated, Ashley and I calculated the days of Casa. It should be 3 to 4 days with the recoupling being Sunday. Sunday has seemed to be the prime real estate for the madness, right? We saw a little bit of the recoupling on some stuff, but this seems to be it. So we think that we are going to see the recoupling of all the madness next Sunday. So that'll make us live again, 9:15-ish. We're going to be heavy on the ish, depending on what it was. But yeah, so again, we thank each and every one of you guys in the chat for checking us out. Again, if you're here watching as we're talking right now, hit the subscribe button. We're going live. It's not going to just be Love Island here. Ashley and I are going to be covering all of the shows. We're taking suggestions on other shows. You know, around the block, we have the Ultimatum starting. We have Bachelor in Paradise starting. What else do we have coming up right now? We have so much stuff coming up.
You said the Ultimatum Queer Love?
Yeah, Ultimatum Queer Love starts Wednesday. Okay. First batch, second batch. So we'll be covering both batches of that. Perfect Match is right around the corner. Can't tell you the date. I know the date, but I can't tell you the date. Perfect Match is coming soon. Yeah, And then, of course, if you could do us a favor, go comment on all of these Love Islanders pages and say you want Ashley and I to interview all of the cast. We are actively in the ears of Peacock and all of these cast members to try to get them on the show. Ashley, I am going to do this every week. She doesn't know I'm going to do this now, but I'm going to do this every episode. I'm going to give Ashley the floor to give us her final thoughts on this episode of Love Island.
Final thoughts. I am sad to see Jeremiah go. I'm happy Hannah left. And also, Casa should be interesting. I wanted Jeremiah there for Casa to make it even more interesting, but we'll see how this goes. I'm excited for Casa tomorrow. This should be fun, guys.
All right, folks, that is it for this week's episode of the Love and Reality podcast. Reminder, we'll be back Tuesday night, 9:15 Eastern. If you're listening on podcast platforms, it'll be available Wednesday morning, 5:01 Central Time, 6:01 Eastern Time. Thank you guys so much, and we'll be back soon.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.